Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Curtis Station.
That'd be really weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. It's the new year. Part of the new year, one of your New Year's resolutions needs to be that you're going to eat more beef. Not only is it great tasting, not only is it delicious and nutritious, but you're helping out our beef farmers here in this state who do almost $500 million a year worth of agribusiness. That's big money. It's big, delicious beef. It's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. I'm going to talk to my friends over at College Corner. I'm going to see if we can't put together a little page for us with all of the M over S gear that they have to offer. It's time to start getting ready for baseball season. And you need to start shopping for that now. Not only stuff to wear to the games, but, you know, stuff to put out there in the left field lounge to make your spot the envy of the outfield. Shop today at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. Originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to a bank that knows you, that has a relationship with you, that doesn't just know your account number, they know you by name. That's what you're going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. If you're watching on YouTube right now, I'll describe it in a second for the audio listeners, but this far, guys, this far. We were 3-4 inches away from this being one of the most depressing Thunder and Lightnings we've ever had the opportunity to do. And, you know, whoever you want to pray to, he miracled something for Mississippi State on Friday in Charlotte at the Duke's Mayo Bowl, because everybody watching, every last one of us thought the same thing, that something had happened that was going to be a devastating injury to Kamario Taylor, likely to take him out, never mind the game, deep into the season at best. That's what everybody was thinking when the cart took him off the field. And somehow, some way, it's just a slight ankle injury. Robbie Falk was there. He got pictures, talked to some people at the site, and they all said the same thing. It's going to be okay. Robbie, we were so close to, I mean, leading in with Gortazi Ron. I had it loaded, baby. I was ready.
They have like the monks chanting.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
no, it was rough. When I saw the hit, immediately my stomach sunk.
Yeah,
like before I even saw him writhing in pain, I thought that's bad. The hit was not good.
Yeah,
I know the guy came out and apologized, but it wasn't a great look. I don't know. I don't think there was any intention there, but who dives at ankles?
Right.
You know, I don't think that he was meaning to do that, but it was not your textbook tackle.
Right.
But it looked like it was really bad, and I couldn't tell if it was broken leg, knee, ankle,
ligament, something.
I mean, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And he goes off in the cart. That's always a terrible sign.
Yeah.
But it appears to be more like the Fluff Bothwell situation than anything,
mm-hmm.
which is great news for State, because now he should be able to be full go for spring.
Yeah.
I don't anticipate there being any issues. I talked to a couple of people after the game. Every single one of them were adamant he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, a lot of people were like, well, you still got to get the MRI. They looked at it enough to say, even after an MRI, it doesn't look like it's going to be anything serious. So that is first and foremost, that's huge for state. Are we doing the things that are true today or
No,
okay?
I thought about it, and it's we got enough stuff to talk about that we didn't have to go too far. I mean, what am I going to say? They need offensive linemen.
Yeah, I don't think we learned anything
Nah.
new in the bowl game. I mean, let's be honest here. This was a 5-7 team versus an 8-4 team. Wake Forest had the better season than Mississippi State. I think from an SEC supremacy point of view, if you're that kind of person, looked at this game and said, ACC team, we should roll them. But this is a solid Wake Forest team. Their
They're
defense
good.
was really good. Robbie Ashford can make plays. I feel like State contained him pretty well in the first half, and in the second half, it was the same old thing. I don't know what we could really take from this. It's going to be a different looking team next year. You got a full off season to go get some players. You know what you have to go get. It's right in front of them. Like that, they don't have a choice.
Right.
But the defense is going to look completely different under Zach Arnett. It's just. I know people were very upset about this game, but you didn't think you were going to be in this game a month
Right.
ago. So how upset can you be? I think it probably diminished the excitement a little bit. You win that game, and the excitement really grows for State going into the off season.
Right.
But all it really does is just hammer home the issues that they have on both sides of the ball. And Jeff Lebby, I asked him post game about the offensive line, and he was not beating around the bush at all. He's like, we know
Which
what we got to do. Like, this is not sustainable for us. We can't have this again
you can
next year.
remember back in the spring, first time we talked to him in the spring, he was like, that room's not where we needed to be. They went out and got some guys. Now, look, Owens and James, I don't think either one of those guys are big contributors, or at least they shouldn't be next year. They weren't particularly impressive. Steen will have an opportunity to be one, I think. Just, we'll see what happens when he gets,
Too early to throw him
yeah, I
out.
can't throw him out just yet. But here's my concern. And I talked about this on the post-game show. It's like, and I see the visit lists. They're getting some guys in here that look like they can play. All right, you said this. We went to lunch before this, and you made the comment. You said the list look different than they did a year ago. You're getting players in who can play. I don't know how much faith I have in the coaching staff, though. Like, I don't know if I could give, Loadholt, Munoz, and Ogden in their primes and feel confident in what he's doing over there. I'm just not bought into that guy. That's my concern.
Yeah, that is it's a very good concern to have. I don't think that anybody feels a lot of confidence in that group right now. The way it's being coached, recruited, whatever. This season, they were unplayable.
And they got worse as the season went along.
They did.
Like
They
you
got
hear
worse.
with Cody Kennedy, that group got better as the
They
season went
did.
along. This was the opposite. They got
And they're
worse
not
every
totally
game.
untalented. That's the issue that you have. You have Albert Reese, who's played a lot of football. We have a high opinion of Flapjack Owen. Javen James is fine. Cannon Boone has played a lot of reps. He's fine. These guys have played a lot of football. Like, there's no reason for them to be as bad as they were. And they almost got Kamario Taylor put out for possibly the season. I don't know if that was their fault, that play there, but it was a scramble, and he was scrambling for his life all night, and he was hitting the backfield. He was sacked three or four times in the game. He hardly had any time to throw the football. I mean, this group was just awful all year long. One of the worst offensive lines I've ever seen at Mississippi State.
It was really bad.
And so you have to ask yourself, if you're Jeff Lebby, is this a Loadholt problem or a player problem or both? He seems to have a lot of confidence in Loadholt, but we know that they're friends, and we have to bring that up again. Is this a friend situation where you just gave your buddy a coaching job? Because there's no reason for Phil Loadholt to not be held responsible here. Your unit was god awful for the entire season. There was never a game that you felt they were just tearing it up. And I've So some people were talking about The pass blocking is bad enough. The run blocking was probably worse.
Yeah.
And so people were talking about, I'm not very impressed with these running backs. Guys,
There's nothing you can do.
Barry Sanders would have trouble
That's what I was thinking.
blocking.
I was
Like, what are
like,
we
you could
doing?
give State Cam Newton and Derrick Henry,
I mean,
and they
any
would.
play that they made was a play that was just a great individual play by the guy.
Yeah.
It was, Xavier Gayton can't cut it. How do we know?
We don't know.
How do we know? He's hit immediately when he touched the ball. Fluff Bothwell, he didn't look the same.
Yeah.
I mean, probably not, but
Do we looking back now, looking at the whole total of the season, do we have to give Blake Chapin a little more grace?
oh yeah, I've been giving him
Yeah, I
grace.
feel like
Yeah,
we may
like
have been too hard on him.
not me. I've
I may
said
have been too hard on
I've
him.
said from the beginning this is not a Blake Chapin problem.
Yeah.
And the reason I said that you have to replace Blake Chapin was because Kamario Taylor was the only one that could escape that.
Yeah.
And Croman Hulk probably too. But you're playing with a guy back there that's incapable of doing what Kamario Taylor could do from a running perspective, both in his stature, because he's tough to tackle, but also he is a guy that's a pretty darn good runner. He's in an open field. That's a tough guy to
Right.
corral. So Blake Chapin, everybody talked about how terrible Blake Chapin was. It was the offensive line that was the problem. If Blake Chapin's playing behind a serviceable offensive line,
Different.
we talk about him much differently than we
Yeah.
do. Because there were several plays down the field that if he had 1 second more, he could have hit Brennan Thompson or Anthony Evans, and he just doesn't have the time. And he's not completely off the hook.
Right.
He was not
He
perfect.
made some bad throws. And his attitude wasn't great.
No.
We can't say
No,
anything
his
about that.
attitude wasn't great. He didn't react well to the fans, but I'm sure he was frustrated. And I'm not taking up for him. I'm just calling it like I see it. I think that the problem at the very from the very root of it is the offensive line. And I don't think you can argue that. And in this bowl game with Kamario Taylor, we saw the same issues. And it's actually one of the worst of the season. We knew that this team like to get after the quarterback, specifically at their edge position, and they still pinned their ears back and came after him, and he either eluded it or he was sacked or he
Right.
was hit around the line of scrimmage. But until this offensive line gets fixed, it's going to be tough for Jeff Lebby to have sustained success here. The offensive line has got to be better. They can't scheme it up to work around it. I mean, you just can't. There's nothing that Mississippi State can do. People were talking about the play calling inside the red zone. They don't have time to throw the football, and they have no room to run it in a tight box. So I don't know what Jeff Lebby could have called inside the red zone to do anything. The only thing that you can really do in that situation is I have two guys back here that can push a pile, Kamario Taylor and Fluff Bothwell. Let's see if we can do it. And
Yeah.
I mean, they just stacked the line of scrimmage and blew the offensive line off the ball.
Yeah.
It's really insane. It's insane that State's this bad offensively on the line. When you have an offensive line, two guys that played offensive line
Your head coach, your offensive
on the
line
offensive
coach,
side of the
yeah.
ball, and neither one of them have been able to get them right there. So, and I don't know. I don't know if the transfer portal can fix that. I think there's obviously some issues with Phil Loadholt, because the line didn't get any better. He never found any way to get any better.
Right. Switching guys around the whole year. I mean,
Yeah, and
it
I
just
don't
doesn't
know.
work.
And this offensive line group in the portal is just not super impressive to me.
Well, I mean, you're not going to go out and find, four or five all SEC guys. It's just, can you find guys, the way I described it is, can you find four or five guys that could play at other SEC schools?
Yeah.
Four guys that could play at South Carolina and Vanderbilt and places like that. Can you find that? If you can find that, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. And those guys are going to be pricey. There's no getting around it, but it is what it is. That's money you're going to have to spend. Looking at, as we mentioned, these first 2 days worth of transfer portal visitors, seen a couple of offensive linemen from power schools on the list, guys that, have played a lot of football. Guys who have played at this level, it's encouraging. As we said earlier, the first 2 days worth of visits, these guys, the visit lists are encouraging. They look like they've they are ahead of the game and have got some guys coming in that can be big time players in the right situation. But you got to go get those guys now. It's you know, I know there's two sides to this. People are going to say, well, you know, it's just the portal's only been open for 2 days. You're correct. You're correct in that. But at the same time, there are other schools that have commitments. Where are Mississippi State's? Where's commitment number one? That the ice hasn't broken yet for Mississippi State. Do you expect to see some commitments before the end of the weekend?
Yeah, I think there's a chance that we get a commitment or two as a record today on Sunday. I think State's going to begin to see some guys come through. It would not shock me to see AJ Swan part of this commitment class because I'm just kind of reading the tea leaves on that. Mm-hmm. I asked Jeff Lebby about
interesting choice at the number two quarterback.
It is interesting. I like Swan. I know some people don't, but I thought he was very good at Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. He's not a runner, so that's a little bit of a concern there because in Lebby's offense, you do see the quarterback maybe not be like a major running option at all times, but able to escape the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, interesting fit, but he's an experienced quarterback that has played inside the SEC, has had success inside the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
It would not shock me at all if he is part of this group. He was at App State.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a it's an interesting situation, too, because you have a quarterback in Kamari Taylor. Now, if he's injured the other night, it completely changes how you recruit the portal. And I do wonder, about it at lunch, like if it would have just been a situation where they said, all right, Luke, would you
come back. Yeah. But even then, you're going to have to pay him. But if Luke had said no, whatever you had carved out for your O-line, you were going to have to take about $3 or $4 million away.
Yeah.
And just say, we got to find a quarterback. And what's the point if you can't block for him? So, I don't know.
Right. But Swan was, I was just looking at his numbers, 10 touchdowns his first year, 1,200 yards. If I remember right, he might have been splitting time. And then 2023 at Vandy.
He was with Mike Wright.
That's right.
Yeah.
1,400 yards, 12 touchdowns. He's kind of not a super accurate guy. I remember he went to LSU after Vanderbilt. That was a guy that Vandy wanted to keep.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up going to LSU and then Appalachian State this past year.
Yeah.
But he's a veteran guy. I mean, people were upset about it, but you don't have a lot of options here. You have a quarterback that everybody knows in Kamari Taylor that nobody's coming in to compete with.
I think
like a big-time quarterback.
I think people see what happened with Ole Miss, and they're like, can we find a guy like that? And that Trinidad Chambliss.
That's an anomaly.
One in a million.
That was total luck. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anybody says. That was total luck.
I mean, you could go that route. I'm sure you could find like an FCS guy or a Division II guy. Right.
It's still a gamble because you're taking a guy that is not put on this level. Nobody could have predicted that Trinidad Chambliss was going to turn into a potential Heisman guy.
Yeah.
You know, it was a great evaluation by Lane Kiffin, but it was like an emergency pickup that they had put all their eggs in Austin Simmons' basket. Same thing with Mississippi State here. Everybody was talking about Austin Simmons. Don't need to go get another quarterback because we got Austin Simmons. But they get this guy out of the portal for depth.
Yeah.
And he turns into this superstar.
Yeah.
It was an amazing find by Lane Kiffin.
If it's not Ole Miss, you and I are like, that's one of the best stories in college football. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because it's Ole Miss, we're like, oh, God.
But still, like, the thing about Ole Miss, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, of course, you and I, especially because of the people that we deal with, Brian is, while we're recording this, Brian is watching soccer. Just to show you people how much effort he puts into this podcast.
Hey,
he's over here watching soccer.
Have you noticed? Have the people online, have they noticed that I was watching soccer?
Noticed.
You know I'm watching soccer.
I've noticed you looking at your computer the whole time.
Yeah.
But no, like it's Ole Miss, so like.
So we hate it,
But what I was telling my buddies the other day, like, it is a likable group of guys.
Yeah.
Like, if this was anybody else, State people would like this Ole Miss team.
You're correct.
Trinidad Chambliss is a good dude.
Look, we got to take the blinders off, take the bias out. It's a great story.
It's an amazing story. It's a storybook
that their coach
thing. Like,
left
that's.
them, this egotistical maniac, he left them, and they go into the playoffs, they beat the SEC champs. It's a great story.
But
We
unfortunately,
just
we
don't like it
know.
because it's Ole Miss.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we know so many horrible people that are on that side that we don't
We
want to be
know
happy.
Ben Garrett and Richard Cross.
I don't want a lot of these people to be happy.
Right.
In that regard, but back to the point, that was all luck. I mean, it was a great evaluation, but it was also luck that it happened this way. That in no shape or form were they thinking this guy's going to come in the second game of the season, replace Austin Simmons, and he's going to finish as a Heisman
Yeah, no,
winner,
nobody.
and then he's going to lead us to potentially a national championship. Nobody was thinking that.
I remember, like the text line especially was so much of, what happens if Simmons gets hurt? And I kept saying the same thing. I was like, look, what happens if Simmons gets hurt is the same as anybody else in the country, right? If your
When you
starting
lose your
quarterback
starting
gets hurt,
quarterback, yeah.
but who would have known that was the best case scenario for Ole Miss? I keep going back to that Kentucky game. Like, if he doesn't get banged up in a game that they were winning, he could have not been in the game at that point.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's crazy to think about. All right, back to Mississippi State. The thing I liked about the visitor list thus far is that you're seeing guys from SEC schools, power schools. As we mentioned, the list just looks like guys who can play at this level. But you got to start getting some movement. And like you said a few minutes ago, you expect to see some commitments this weekend. We'll see if that happens for Mississippi State or not. But this is going to be the 2026 season will all be decided in the next 2 to 3 weeks,
Oh yeah.
because it's going to be who does Mississippi State bring in? Who do they get to commit? 25, 30 new faces. They got to hit on some guys. Has anybody left Mississippi State at this point where that surprised you? That you're like, oh wow, I didn't think he would go. Luke Work is one because I think. And that's not so much a playing time thing. I just thought he was he grew up a fan of Mississippi State. I thought he might just tough
Stick
it
it
out.
out. Yeah, I'm a little surprised by that. But Kai McClendon, maybe. I what was going to be tough for Kai is that I don't think he was going to beat out Calvin Dinkins or Dre Bledsoe. So with that in mind, he's at best probably third string, and you're planning on bringing in another nose tackle here. So yeah, I think that was a little bit of a surprise, but at the same time, I mean, there's been nobody that's entered outside of, I mean, even I was gonna say Jimothy Lewis, but even Jimothy, like, is he gonna be something? I don't know, but there's at least something there that you could be excited about. Tony Mitchell's a player that could be another one, but he gained so much weight. He was up to 250.
Was going to have turned into a linebacker.
Yeah, and
Do you
I
think
don't
he could
want
have
to.
played linebacker?
I mean, he could have, yeah. I mean, he could have played where he was, which was kind of like a hybrid linebacker safety, which I don't really know what that looks like under Zach Arnett. Is that just going to be like that dog safety,
Is it more
kind
of a
of roam around?
4-2-5 kind of thing almost?
Yeah, I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know what Isaac Smith is going to play under Zach, probably just safety. But I mean, there's not a lot of guys when I look at the transfer portal list at this point that's just shocking, upsetting, anything like that. Like, this is the first time, as we talk right now, this is the first time I can remember that so far, like, no, nothing bad has happened. And
So far.
I'm
Let's keep it.
very hesitant
We'll
because there's still some guys that need to announce. We had Kyle Ferry announced today, which I was
not expecting him
not
to go.
expecting anything to happen to
Consider
him. But,
Kelly Jones and Isaac Smith.
well, Kelly Jones, Isaac Smith, Anthony Evans,
Evans, yeah, I forgot
Dakari
about him.
Tillman, like those guys haven't announced. I don't believe that there's anything to be concerned about there, but until they say we're back, I'm going to wait and see. But as of now, everything's okay.
We will continue to monitor the portal. And, like I said, my guess is by the time you listen to this podcast, State's got at least one guy in the boat. But we'll have to see where that takes us. All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Or is that guy who tweeted at you last night called it Two Meats Barbecue?
Yeah, that guy.
Did you see that?
I believe that guy was drunk.
I almost said, I was like, I've never eaten at Two Meats. Is it good?
I was going to as well, but I was like, I'm spending way too much time arguing with this guy. He has 3 followers. I just made a TikTok the other day where I was like, I'm not going to deal with as much negativity this year.
What's the betting line on that?
It didn't take very long, I can tell you that. It happened.
Good.
It happened literally hours after I did that. Mississippi State had God was test.
Get betting against you.
God was testing me. No. Seriously, I sit down in my seat. I sit down in my seat in the press box, and I tweet a picture of the mayonnaise jar. And someone says, "I bet you won't talk about Jesus on the broadcast tonight." I bet I won't talk about Jesus on the broadcast tonight because I'm not on the broadcast. I think. And that might have been an angel. That might have been an angel. That man might have been sent here by the Lord to see. Let's see if he's really telling the truth here. Is he going to be able to handle the negativity? Is he going to be able to push it to the side? No. The first thing I did is I grabbed the jar of mayonnaise and almost threw it across the press box.
You know, underneath this this tire I got in front, there are some abs in there somewhere, and they are hurting right this second. Yeah, that guy, I was on air, and I was just I go back, if you go back at when that tweet was sent, and I see it, if you're watching it on Super Talk TV, you're just what did I just see? Incredible. All right.
I know everybody gets crazy tweets, but I don't know if there's anybody here that gets what I get. I just don't know. I don't think it happens.
Yeah.
I think I get stuff, and I don't know how why it happens to me, but the stuff that I get from everyone, from all these different fan bases, not just Mississippi
But
State,
yeah,
although
you get outside the box.
I tweeted Brennan Thompson stats today, and Texas and Oklahoma fans were mad at me. I think I was bad mouthing them. I'm just tweeting that he had 200 and whatever yard, 500 yards in 3 seasons, and
Yeah.
then this year he had 1,000. Is that okay with you?
No.
My New Year's resolution is just
It's just already gone.
gone.
It's January 4th. It's
I
already
might have to
gone.
just go delete the TikTok.
But I got an idea. Make your news resolution that you should go eat at Two Brothers more often.
Yes.
All right. There we go. We brought it full circle.
That is a that's a that
That's a
that's
easy.
Two Brothers' entire thing that we just had today was me losing
You
my
losing
mind
your mind. Hey, it's
when
fine.
Tom Jones
It's fine.
was.
Not unusual for Robbie to lose his mind.
It is an unusual. Jabari McGee, I hope everything's okay with him, but his new Instagram picture is a picture
Of
of
Tom.
Tom
Yeah.
that says, "Am I okay?" That's
That's
me
you.
every day when I
Every
look in
day.
the mirror is, "Am I okay?
Every day, Robbie's
I'm
just
with
like,
you,
he's
Jabari."
like Jelly Roll out there. Like, I am not okay.
Well, there I've already been made into jelly roll with
Yeah, that's true.
these memes.
Fat Robbie. I love it.
Oh my God.
Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years.
50, brother.
Need technology for your business? Give Advantage Business Systems a call. You need a new copier, a new printer, new laptop, new computers, whatever it is, they've got you taken care of at Advantage Business Systems. And the best part of it all, when you have something go wrong, these are machines, right? Something snaps, something's out of place, something runs out. Help is a phone call away, and it's not going to be one of those. Your business is very important to, it's not that. It's hello. Hey, good to talk to you. How you been? What can I do for you? That's the difference between being a neighbor and being a number. Give them a call today at 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon and Co. is the place to go to get great Mississippi State gear. As I mentioned earlier, we are getting closer and closer to the start of baseball season, which means you need to get some new M over S gear for what promises to be an exciting season at Dudy Noble. Polos, pullovers, and of course, the classic, the standard, the Mississippi State M over S baseball cap. Get it today at Maroon and Co. And use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before your next trip to Starkville, make sure you go to Maroon and Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn. My stomach still hurts, by the way, from laughing. That's I got a good workout there.
Laughing at my expense.
Yes. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden is the place to shop when you are looking for anything. And that's no joke, that's no hyperbole. That when they say they have what you want for less, they really do mean it. And if what you want is a John Deere mower, well, then I know for a fact they've got it at Scruggs. Call them today and talk to their credit department, find out what they can set up for you. They've got great deals available, 0% financing up to 60, 70, 80 months in some instances. Whatever you're looking for to make sure that your lawn looks its best, they've got it at Scruggs. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, they have what you want for less. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, you need to know the name Good Hope Land and Timber. If you haven't already, talk to the people at Good Hope Land and Timber. I don't know exactly what you're waiting on if you're a landowner. Whatever you're trying to do with your land, their expert team will help you make smart, sustainable, and profitable decisions with your land. And right now, if you're in the market to buy or sell land, Good Hope Land and Timber can help you with that as well. Whatever it is you're trying to do in the land business, Good Hope Land and Timber has expert advice to give you. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. Whew. That was exciting for a second there. You were in the zone. I could feel it. I could feel it. All right. Let's talk some basketball. That was one of the more surprising results. And you know, when we did the show last week, where we sort of went through the schedule and we talked about the Texas game, we said, "Yay, they're not world beaters by any stretch of the imagination, right? That's a game, though it's on the road, that's a game that Mississippi State could find a way to win." Well, that's exactly what they did on Saturday night in Austin, 101-98 in overtime. Mississippi State gets the win over the Texas Longhorns behind an incredible shooting night from their two starting guards, Josh Hubbard. We'll start with Epps. Epps was really good, 9 of 21 shooting, 27 points for him. Also had 5 assists. But Hubbard was the star, as he always will be. 38 points for him, hit 6 three-pointers, 12 of 15 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. I want people to talk about this, that since Robbie said, "I would play a chore more," he's been having really good games, and he had a good one last night. A double-double, 10 points and 13 rebounds for a chore, including 7 offensive rebounds. Also had had 3 block shots, including a couple of really big ones. In a game where State just kind of had to piece it together, they had some foul issues in the front court. Jamarian Davis Fleming, who had 8 points, was having a good game, but he fouled out early in the second half. Brandon Walker had to come in and give State some
Brandon
key
Walker.
minutes. So I'm watching that game, and I'm sitting on the couch, and my wife's on the other end of the couch, and they say Brandon Walker, and she just looks up for a second. She's like,
What did
"Not,"
you say?
and I was like, "Not that Brandon Walker." So, which
Out-rebounded Texas.
did out-rebound them, and you know, a game that State kind of, I wouldn't say they dominated by any stretch of the imagination, but they led for most of the game. Texas gets the lead late in the second half, and you think, okay, it's going to get away from the crowds into the game now. It's going to get away from State. And they found their way back into it, tie it up, and then in the overtime, Hubbard has 10 points. Look, there's good wins and there's great wins, and then sometimes there's just some wins that you need. State needed this win. And not just Mississippi State basketball. Mississippi State fans needed something this weekend, and they got it.
Yeah, and I think this was a great win that they needed. You look at how this game played out, too, the execution in the half court, which made no sense to me, the guy that was like complaining about the offense. Flow, whatever, I don't know. They didn't turn the ball over at a high rate. They had 11 turnovers in the ball game, and that's in 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's a really good
You'll take
game.
that.
And you look at it, you scored 48 points in the first half, 38 points in the second half, and then you outscored them 15 and 12 in overtime. That's solid. Now, the defense could have been better, but you had a guy playing out of his mind in Swain, which, by the way, him going out probably helped win State the game. He was very difficult to deal with. 34 points, 14 rebounds, 12 of 15 from the free throw line. They just kept getting the free throw line, which is what they do. They make 21 a game. and they were 29 of 40. But State got to the line too and was really productive. 23 for 31 from the free throw line. Josh Hubbard was really good from there, 12 of 15. He had 6 3-pointers. I've also got to get past the point of like, well, he's shooting too much. No, you need him to shoot like this. This is going to be the case for the rest of the year. You don't have enough pieces around him to say we need to take some off of him. So 31 shots, that's a lot of shots, but you kind of needed it. And the thing about Josh is he could miss 8 consecutive shots.
Oh,
He
he's not ever going to stop
believes
shooting. Yeah.
that the ninth shot after that
Is
is
the one
going in.
going in. Yeah.
And that's what happened in this ball game.
He
When
did.
the
He got
game
almost
was on
all
the
in the second
line.
half. And I remember there was a point where I'm watching. I was like, Hubbard's, he can't buy a bucket right this second. But he's, I know that he's never going to stop.
But his misses are like they're in and out, or
Yeah.
they're like they're
They're not,
just off the rim.
clanking off the side of the
Right.
glass. Yeah.
This isn't a, Sean Jones, Rain Man from the corner missing the whole goal. No, this is like, I mean, they're on target. They just don't all go in. But Josh played 40 minutes. Jalen Epps played 41. These guys right now are State's Warriors.
Yeah.
But what you're seeing is everybody else is starting to come up.
They're finding their roles.
Yeah, the rest of this team is all role players. There's not a lot of superstars on this team.
Right.
Hubbard and Epps can go get a bucket. Epps had 21, 27 points. He continues to be the best transfer Mississippi State's picked up. But Sean Jones, I know he turned the ball over at a critical moment, and it ended up tying the game. But one turnover, was that
It's a
turnover?
crucial one, but
But 24 minutes, he was 2 for 3. Didn't shoot a three-pointer. You can live with that. And he got 4 rebounds. He got a big bucket there late in the ball game. I
Three
thought
steals too.
he provided some good minutes.
That's a perfectly acceptable Sean Jones line.
It is. It is.
24 minutes, 4 points, 4 rebounds, 4 fouls. So he's playing defense, an assist, a turnover, 3 steals. I'll take it. I'll take that from
Every
Sean
single
Jones.
guy contributed. Now, Quincy Ballard, you're just not getting much from him at the center position. 25 minutes and 2 points, just not going to cut it. But, Sergey, 7 points, 3 for 3, 6 rebounds. I thought that Davis Fleming, when he wasn't in foul trouble, he gave you 8 solid minutes.
I said 8 points. He had 8 minutes. That's my
Yeah,
mistake.
Brandon Walker had the shot that sent him to overtime.
Brandon Walker.
Brandon Walker. So he, the 12 minutes he was in the game, again, a lot of fouls, but when he was on the floor not fouling, he was productive
6 points
for State.
and 2 rebounds in 12 minutes. I'll take that from a guy on the bench.
So to me, this was a total team effort. I know you had the two guys that were far and away the biggest parts of this game that scored over 60 points. But I think what you're starting to see is this team is playing their roles. They're taking the coaching from Chris Jans, and he's finding something in them. And, a month ago, I don't think anybody would have predicted that State would win this game,
Right,
much
no.
less score 100 points. This was the first time since
Month ago.
1959 that Mississippi State has scored 100 points in an SEC game on the road.
Yeah, a month ago, Robbie. I wouldn't have predicted it on Friday.
Yeah, my dad was 3 years old the last time Mississippi State scored 100 points on the road in the SEC.
Dang.
That's strong. It's
Yeah.
really strong. So this was a great win. And this team is, if you're looking at style points, that's on you. If you're looking for, you want this team to look like a top 25 team right now, I would say probably need to temper your expectations a little bit. You will take any win you can get in the SEC with this team. And the more they get, the more confidence they get. And you're starting to see finally something come out of this. And they're getting better, which is a mark of a really good coach. And we're starting to figure out, the strengths and weaknesses of everybody. And I think Jans is finally getting his rotation figured out a little bit. He was still tinkering with it.
Yeah, he's getting closer.
Yeah. And
And this Oklahoma game on Wednesday, that's a very winnable game.
it's a winnable game. You're playing at home.
I don't know what the crowd's going to be like because the students aren't back yet. But I mean, I imagine there'll be a decent enough crowd. 6 o'clock helps. It's not an 8 o'clock tip. That helps a lot. I will not be in attendance as a result, but it is. I think they can live without me there at the home.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine. I mean, there is the one elephant in the room with Jabari McGee.
Okay, let's talk about that a little
So
bit. Yeah.
he He put, let me pull it up. It's from his Instagram right after the game, which I'm just not a fan of going straight to your phone and going to social media. This is what Reverne Johnson was doing back in the day, and this is why Rick Stansbury took away everybody's social media.
Yeah.
But he goes straight to his phone, a picture of what I assume is like the locker room floor. Got everything I expected, but never could have imagined this my last year. Dog, why take my last one away from me? Heartbroken emoji. Then everybody around me showing me fake love because it's beneficial to them. Cold world in TS, out of my control. Khalif and good luck. I don't know what Khalif is.
Some of it, yeah.
Peace sign emoji. And then deleted all of his stuff, Mississippi State related, on his social media, unfollowed the account. We have the people that stalk that stuff that have already reported that to our board. I don't do that.
Yeah.
But evidently he is just kind of like going off on social media and obviously going through some stuff, but I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean,
You just can't ever have a full day, man.
but like, here's the thing. Like, we're seeing this now every year with Chris Jans, and here's what I'm going to say. Chris Jans is a very tough coach. And if you aren't able to buy into what he wants and do what he wants to do, you aren't going to play, or you're not going to play how you want to play. And last night, let's be honest, was not a good game for Jabbar McGee. He was 3 for 7 from the field. He had a bad turnover. His body language was really bad. You see him at the end of the bench, and he's pouting. They have a shot in the locker room. Everybody's celebrating. He's kind of off to the side. Like, that's just not going to work for Chris Jans.
Right.
And if you aren't focused on the team, you're not going to play. And here's a good example of a guy that is, from what I can see, doing it the right way, Amir Ali.
Yeah.
Standing up,
Which is
clapping for his
crazy. I would have
teammates.
had him already out the door,
Yeah, and he's.
after 2 weeks.
That's a guy that probably this season's not living up to his expectations, but he is part of a team and he is cheering on his teammates and he's doing his part. He's encouraging his teammates. He's doing what he has to do. That's not happening here, at least not from what we can see.
Right.
And I don't know what happens from this. Jabbar McGee is an important part of this team. I don't think that State has a decent season this year. If Jabbar McGee can't play, because it just takes away another piece of your rotation.
Right.
I mean, you're probably having to play
Right.
King
King Grace
Grace,
a lot more, yeah.
but I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen here. I don't know if he's just going through some things, if he's just having a moment.
Supposed to talk to Jan's Monday. My guess is we'll find out the answers. Or at
But
least
this
some
is,
idea.
so people keep saying, why does this keep happening at Mississippi State? And the simple answer is, Chris Jans is an old school coach coaching in a new age. He understands how all this stuff works as well as anybody. He will play the game in recruiting. He will make sure that the players get taken care of in NIL. But when it comes to coaching on his team, he is not going to compromise. You are going to do things his way. It's a dictatorship. This is not going to be, I'm taking a poll. Should I make you run gashers today? Should we run the floor? What do we? No, that's not how Chris Jans operates. So if you don't buy in, you're not going to play. And in this age, a lot of guys just quit and they don't want to have anything to do with it. And that's why you have the Kanye Clarys and the Jamil Hortons and the Andrew Taylors and that those are the guys that can't play for Chris Jans. And you know, you could do all the research you want to on players, on who they are and all that, but until you actually get them there and you kind of see how they react, you know, I was kind of concerned about that last year with a couple of guys,
Yeah.
but they made it through. But this is a situation that, you know, Jabbar McGee is probably just going to have to figure out on his own and figure out, am I going to, like, Keyshawn Murphy did this, you
Right.
know, am I going to just suck it up here and finish out, because he has no alternative here.
Right. He's
If
got no
he quit,
eligibility left. He'd
he's
be walking
done.
away from money.
You're losing money. You're losing your last season of eligibility. Do you want to do that just because you're not getting as much playing time as you want?
I think
And there might be some other stuff to it. I don't know.
I really think Saturday night was about Epps and Hubbard were hot.
Yes.
So ride the hot hand. In the Utah game, when McGee was hot, they rode the hot hand. He played a ton.
Why would you take either of those guys out of that
you wouldn't.
Game? They both scored 27 plus points.
Yeah. I'm hopeful that it'll get figured out, but we'll find out a little bit more hopefully.
I don't know. And there's just so many people like in players' ears, yeah, telling them you need to be playing more.
But the point of that right now is he doesn't have another option. And somebody's got to be smart about that. Like, you don't have another option.
Like, what do you
accomplish? You're in Italy?
What do you accomplish by leaving the team at this stage?
Yeah.
I showed them. Okay, well, I mean, Mississippi State will continue to play college basketball for the foreseeable future.
Right.
Your basketball career is here at the end. You need to make the most of it. And what I always say to people is, like, you're not happy with playing time? Go get better.
Yeah.
I mean, I Blair Schaefer came to Vic Schaefer when she was here and said, I think I need to enter the transfer portal. And he said, are you upset you're not getting playing time? You need to go get in the gym and get better. That's how you get more playing time. So if that's the case, if it's a playing time issue, it's time to go get in the gym and get better. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. I mean, I think Mississippi State is a better team, a lot better team with Jabari McGee. I think he is a Chris Jans guy. That's why this is just kind of strange to me that this is happening. And maybe there's other stuff going on. Mm-hmm. I really do not know. I don't have a clue what's going on here. I'm just kind of reading the tea leaves and trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll get some kind of resolution on Monday.
We shall find out. This is going to be a very news jam-packed week with the transfer portal, with basketball, plenty going on. Coaching staff, we still should have some new hires coming in as the week goes along. You should, you know, the final pieces of the puzzle there should be coming into place. A lot going on here. Please listen in on Thunder and Lightning. And, of course, if you haven't already, subscribe to my friend Robbie Falk's website, More Room and White Daily, and get everything you need to know about Mississippi State there. Specials going on right now.
50% off for a full year.
How much?
50.
There you go. All right, talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.